producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is manning the controls. Especially when we have a little hiccup here every now and then. I think we're doing better now. Anyway, we're out in the middle of a feedlot. What do you expect? This is radio history, ladies and gentlemen. Thorsgaard Cattle Company, Northwood, North Dakota, the location for our broadcast today. And so glad that I had a chance to do this. I had a tour of this operation a while back, and I was just fascinated by it all. And I love Enoch Story. I've read his book. And so I wanted to come out and meet him today. A lot of wisdom in this good man. Enoch's Saga is the name of the book, by the way. Horsepower to Satellite in a Single Lifetime. And he generously offered to give anybody that sends us a note today a... he said call, but I didn't want to melt the switchboards because that's already happened here a little bit. But here's what we'll do. If you email me, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com, then I will forward on to Enoch that information as well. You even wanted to give out your email address, didn't you? Enoch Thorsgaard, yahoo.com. I know that, right?
Yeah.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, enochthorsgaard.yahoo.com. Yeah. Or you can call me later today.
Exactly right. We'll get you a copy of the book. So anyway, this is a great fun. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. He is giving a speech on the House floor that has gotten a little bit delayed about the Planned Parenthood situation. So I'm very anxious to hear about that from him. And, of course, anything you want to chat with him about is certainly welcome as well. At 800-228-0550, that's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. In the meantime, if you have questions or comments for Enoch, we got a couple of texts and comments that have come in. Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance with me as well, helping to make our broadcast possible today. Give us a ring. Love to hear from you. So here's Lorraine and Napoleon. Lorraine, go ahead for Enoch. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, good morning. This is Lorraine from Napoleon. I got to meet Enoch Thorsgaard when my husband and I owned and operated Jamestown Livestock Sales, and he was a delight, always very congenial. And I'd like to congratulate Enoch on his on all his life's endeavors in every aspect of business that he undertook, and especially for Right to Life. He's done a lot of contributed a lot in that regard. And that's all
Thank
I have
you.
To say.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Appreciate
Enoch.
That.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for the call, Lorraine. Appreciate that very much. Speaking of which, somebody sent a text in and said the following. Speaking of our conversation earlier about Hitler, our biggest enemy today is the abortion industry, said the texter. Another Holocaust much bigger than what happened in Germany. But like the Germans did, most Americans are sticking their heads in the sand. And one day we will be shamed and have to answer for all the innocent babies that have been slaughtered under the guise of women's health. Wake up, Scotty, says the texter. Well, I'm awake to this problem, I think. I talk about it often. I don't shy away from it. And it's one where I think we're making some progress because I see a lot of young kids getting involved in this issue. I've seen last year's March for Life, for instance. There was, tons of North Dakota kids from every corner of North Dakota on buses for days to get there and to march and to stand up for life. So, hopefully in our lifetimes we'll see this Holocaust of abortion end. I'm with you. What do you think about it, Ina?
I think it's possible. You can see the pendulum swing, and it's just gone a little too far, and especially harvesting the baby parts has really influenced a lot of people.
Right.
Tom?
Yeah, and once again, I need to congratulate and thank Enoch. I mean, he was a pioneer in this. and remains so today. And, you know, we have a number of different events that are taking place, most notably, as Enoch just mentioned, the Planned Parenthood videos that have really put a face to Planned Parenthood and those atrocious things you just talked about.
Don't you think that's a huge opportunity for folks that believe, like this texter is saying, that this is, I mean, because... All right, there are people in our audience that just say, look, I don't believe in it, but I'm not going to decide for a woman whether that's right or wrong, right? Now, I don't agree with that position, and I argue it all day long, but I understand that's what they view. But I think folks that are in that camp that are sort of, you know, squishy about this or just don't want to talk about it, they look at the videos and go, ooh, wait a minute. Well, that's just flat out wrong. I mean, and that can't be. And the battle now in Congress is this legal, number one? It is not. You know, it's a crazy way they're twisting the law. And the second thing is, should they get taxpayer money to do it?
Right.
Right? I mean, that's, right. I mean, it really is unbelievable. So I think what actually has happened with these 10 videos in Planned Parenthood is a wonderful opportunity to say, where can we draw the line? And can we not agree that harvesting the body parts of a baby and then deciding, you know, what kind of condition they're in and then how much they're worth. If you can't agree that's wrong, then there's not much hope.
Yeah, there's a couple of opportunities here. What we're working on with the North Dakota Family Alliance, I will be, in fact, going to Washington next week to visit with our congressional delegation about the defunding of Planned Parenthood. And, Scott, I believe Kevin may speak to that in a few minutes. The other opportunity we have in our state is that a bill which was passed a couple of sessions ago called the Heartbeat Bill, which actually prohibits abortions to take place once the heartbeat is detected. That was struck down by a district court, and then the Eighth Circuit Court also held that and said that we really would like to move forward with this, but the Supreme Court won't let us. And so that situation today is that our Attorney General of the state, Wayne Stengem, has a number of days left to decide whether or not he should appeal that to the U.S. Supreme Court. And as I look at it, and an organization does, in good conscience, the people of North Dakota shared with their legislators. Their legislators passed the heartbeat bill. By a rather substantial margin. It was signed by the governor, was put forward, and then struck down. And really, Scott, I can't believe that we wouldn't want to appeal this to the Supreme Court, because it's one of the things that you can do in the political arena is do the right thing. And today, the right thing would be to appeal that and to count on the fact that God will intervene or something will take place, and the right decision will come down to protect that baby once that baby is detected a heartbeat.
And have you talked to Wayne Stengem about that? When is he making a decision on whether or not to appeal?
Yes, I have visited with him, but I believe he has about 30 days. I might be a few days off on that. From the decision coming out of the Eighth Circuit, he had 90 days. And I believe we're about 60 days into that, so there's some days left, but he's working on gathering information and research, and as an organization, we are encouraging him to appeal that.
Got it. All right. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. So, gentlemen, hold tight. We'll have you chat with Kevin coming up as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall that happens every week when it can work around the congressional schedule and they're in. It happens on whatever day works, and today is the day. Congressman Cramer, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you. I have literally just walked off the floor after giving a floor speech in the debate for the defunding of Planned Parenthood bill that we're going to vote on here shortly, House Resolution 3134, that I am a co-sponsor of and honored to be. And it's an interesting time. It is a very interesting debate, and obviously your listeners are listening to us rather than watching C-SPAN, but I will encourage them after at some point to go on the C-SPAN website and watch the debate, because it is fascinating to watch the defenders of Planned Parenthood in what can only be described as gross distortion and great desperation try to defend what is obvious and somehow twist, and their whole focus in their talking points, you can see their talking points. Every speaker on the left has brought up closing down the government. They're closing down the government. And of course, this bill has nothing to do with shutting down the government, but they want to divert away from the evidence and go back to a different argument that they think they can win.
Well, I want to talk about that because I know the Senate has a very different view than the House on this particular plan. And we were just talking about this. We're in Northwood today with Enoch Thorsgaard, and Tom Fryer from the Northwood Family Alliance, broadcasting from from Enoch's candle company here, Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres. And we just were talking actually about Planned Parenthood and these videos being a really unique opportunity, as horrific as they are, and knowing what we now know, in my mind, open up an opportunity to have a conversation with people to say, okay, can we agree on this? You're not for that, are you? And I think even some people who previously would be in the pro-choice camp would clearly see this and think it's wrong. Although I'm absolutely amazed, as you say, at how this is defended, even by our own Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who called this research. I mean, how in the world do you call this research when you see the craftsmanship in which this is handled on these videos? Is unbelievable. Anyway, more on the strategy behind all this, because I know our audience is wanting action, right? Not just a vote, but actual action and success on this front. And is there enough here with these Planned Parenthood videos to bring that? We'll talk about that as we continue on the Talk Radio. Congressman Kevin Kramer.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Radio broadcast ever from a feedlot. Never been around so many cows in my life, and I am loving life. Ladies and gentlemen, with the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, What Is On Your Mind? We are coming to you today from Northwood, North Dakota, courtesy of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom Fryer is here, and Enoch Thorsgaard is here as well. 98 years young. Sandra just sent an email. Love the interview. Can't believe he's 98. Wonderful. Would love his book. So there goes another book. This is going to cost you a few bucks, you realize.
That's okay.
That's okay. All right. All right. So if you if you'd like a copy of Enoch's book, you can certainly give us a call. And it's great. It's called Enoch Saga. It's a great stories and great life lessons, really. So check it out. And all you need to do is just send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com. Include your email address in that if you would. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And don't forget, speaking of Cloverdale, we'll be out there tailgating tomorrow with the Big Flavor Tour truck. And look for us at the Fargo Dome parking lot and have some freebies and some goodies. It's going to be a great time. Also, all those great specials we've been telling you about are good today at Heinrich's Super Value in Harvey, North Dakota. So maybe last day today to take advantage of the, my all-time favorite is the Cloverdale Rough Cut Bacon for $2.98 a pound. Are you kidding me? The 28-ounce original Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage for $6.38. The smoked brats, five varieties, $2.55 each. Great deals today, Heinrich's in Harvey, in North Dakota. So, okay, back to the Planned Parenthood discussion here a little bit. And Congressman Cramer, I mentioned that Tom Fryer is with me today from the North Dakota Family Alliance. We've been talking a little bit about this issue. And, Tom, you said you're headed to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And what is the Family Alliance hoping that Congressman Cramer and folks on this side of the issue in the House and also in the Senate do?
Well, as you mentioned, Scott, I think these videos have just really brought up front and personal what abortion really is, the truth of abortion. And, of course, this tells the face of Planned Parenthood. And this is a perfect opportunity, Congressman Cramer, I think, for the Congress to come together to get the job done, which is to defund Planned Parenthood. And I fully understand that you have great bills in the House side that you're going to be voting on, a moratorium, and even trying to enhance 2002 and 2003 legislation on born alive and partial
right.
birth abortion. But in the end, the budgeting must take place that removes funding for Planned Parenthood, and that has to go through the Senate, and that has to be acknowledged and agreed to by the president. And I think the only thing, from my legislative career, the only thing we can do here is really attach this to some sort of must-pass legislation that's going to make it through that, and that means going to the mat. You have, and I'm sure your speech on the floor just in the last few minutes attested that. But we need the entire Congress to do that. We need to go to the mat for this and to show that we can get this done. And that's why I'm going to Washington to encourage not only our delegation but others in Washington to make sure this happens.
Sure. And so what today's bill does, of course, is put a one-year moratorium on funding for Planned Parenthood. Remembering there is nothing in the budget for Planned Parenthood. That's one of the things I think a lot of people forget is that there's nothing in the budget that says this much money goes to Planned Parenthood. It's the vast majority of Planned Parenthood's dollars that come from the federal government come through Medicaid, which is why the states can also play a major role in this. But our bill today actually changes that law and says for a year nothing can go to Planned Parenthood while the Congress investigates. Here's the reason this is one piece of the strategy as we play it out over the course of the next couple of weeks. And the best example I could give is William Wilberforce and how it took him 41 years to end the slave trade in England as a member of parliament. It's the strategy that matters. And our strategy has been working over the decades as we've become a more pro-life Congress and a more pro-life country. And the issue is that these videos present a tremendous opportunity, as you all said, because they provide tremendous evidence to the face of abortion, and worse than abortion. I mean, just how hideous it's become at Planned Parenthood with the sale of body parts and you know, selections and choosing the types and altering the types, the way abortion is done to preserve body parts. The problem is that only about 10% of the American public even knows what we're talking about. And so Congress, like any political body, is a reflection of of that public. But what we are learning is as more and more people learn about the videos and see the videos, they become more and more outraged. Now, the left so far is defending Planned Parenthood at all costs, and I think they always will. There's just certain people that aren't, that don't want to see truth, and so they're always pretend it's something other than what is in front of us. But as we have now three investigations going on, and we need to continue those investigations because it's those investigations that shed the light for the public, just like it's done on many other issues over the last few years. While Barack Obama has been president, we've been able to bring a lot of institutions to their knees as a result of investigations and oversight. So we're going to continue to fight this fight in ways that make it difficult for the left to oppose. For example, North Dakota does not have a Planned Parenthood clinic, but we have 71 federally qualified health centers and 36 critical access hospitals who provide comprehensive quality health care for women, underserved and low-income women in rural and urban parts of our state. They don't get the Planned Parenthood money. Planned Parenthood gets it. So, you know, we're talking about women's health services being enhanced by defunding Planned Parenthood, because then more money is available for these quality health care centers that provide real legitimate health care coverage. And we're going to continue this, and we'll go to the mat. We'll do it. You know, this is the Defund Planned Parenthood Act we're going to pass today. But these things will not be signed into law by the President of the United States. There's not a chance that it will be passed. There's very little chance it will pass the Senate. But the Senate, God bless them, are taking up our pain capable bill, which is the most pro-life bill ever passed in the history of the United States Congress. We passed it in the House of Representatives several months ago. So one very important thing we could do right now is encourage Democratic senators and Republican senators, if there are some that aren't pro-life, that might be pro-choice, to vote for the pain capable bill. That would go a long ways in standing up for life in this country.
Corey and Almont for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Off to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline we go. Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I was Corey. Just going to say, am I on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that I think I heard a lot of our former representatives when they were voting against or for the health care bill, and no one wanted that. And it's going to hurt Heidi to do this too. When she goes up for the next election and so, you know, whoever runs against her, she can sit there and she can, argue this with her senators up there, or representatives, whoever it is. But when she comes back here and she has to argue that before us, that's not going to go very well with us. We don't appreciate this. We're not for this. And I think she's going to run into some issues when she tries to get reelected.
Well, you may be right, and politics is absolutely designed to do exactly that, to put pressure on people you disagree with and give accountability, and then to be give encouragement to people that do the right thing and that with whom you do agree, and that's politics. But the other thing about politics is the elections do have consequences. So,
Congressman Kramer, hold tight. We will finish this on the other side of the break. Hang on, both of you, if you would. We're up against the break. Got to take a break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Brought to you quite today by our friends at MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that? Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Now, I found the most important thing to my sleep is my pillow. So if you are wanting to stay healthy and or tossing and turning and just not, tell you what, folks, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the 2-for-1 deal, the 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee, and better health and better sleep. I mean, can you put a price tag on that? And with a 10-year warranty, we're talking about pennies a night. This works. So try it out, and you will not be disappointed. I absolutely love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back in Northwood today, we're at Thorsgaard Cattle Company. Today, Congressman Kevin Cramer on the line, just stepped off the floor of the United States House of Representatives after giving a speech about the Planned Parenthood issue. And Corey and Almon had that, just one last comment I think you wanted to share with Kevin before we let you go. Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate Kevin for standing up for this stuff and leading the way for the babies who are getting killed and torn apart.
Thank you, Corey. It's frankly, it's an easy cause for me to support. I'm just appalled by the fact that some people can't. I don't understand it, but we're not all the same.
Appreciate the call, Corey. Thank you. Let's go to John in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Hopefully you'll leave me out long enough to get them answered. One is, Congressman, why are there no laws against Planned Parenthood selling pieces and parts of babies? Is that your responsibility as a Congress?
It is illegal to do that, John. The loophole that they're
using... that's good. That's good to know. Yeah. Then I got another question. Why is there not a good... God-loving, fearing, a Christian prosecutor or a sanctioned legal person who's arrested anybody for this, what's going on? Why would you be screaming every day about this and never, with all the anti-abortion people at work on this, why can't you find one prosecutor that would say, outrageous, I'm going to arrest that person heading that organization right there?
Yeah, I could find a lot of them. I could find a lot of them, John. The problem is I'm not president of the United States.
Why can't you get one to do it?
Well, because the Justice Department doesn't work for the Congress. The Justice Department works for the Attorney General of the United States, who is appointed by the President of the United States. And so the federal...
Are you telling me that it's impossible?
No, I'm telling you that you have to have somebody in the White House that appoints somebody to the Justice Department that shares your view. This is how democracy works, and this is the tragedy of the consequence of election outcomes.
No, that's not right. I don't believe you.
Probably also be helpful if there wasn't so many dollars being donated from Planned Parenthood to the folks in the White House.
But with all due respect to John, it doesn't matter that you don't believe me. It doesn't change truth. Truth is truth. Our democracy was set up by our founders where we elect three co-equal branches of government. Now, I hate the fact
what that... What happens if somebody at the Planned Parenthood office murders a baby? What happens?
Well, that's a very good point and a very good question, because one of the other bill that we're passing today has to do with born alive. Remember that about 12 or 13 years ago,
what
any baby born alive is afforded...
Is the truth? Are you talking?
John, I'm putting you on hold since you can't seem to wait for the answers to the questions that you ask, which is just proper decorum here on the program. So
I ask a question,
you wait for an answer.
Sure. And John's, I'm a little confused by John's question, except that I think what he's saying is, why can't somebody who murders a baby be arrested? And they can, as a matter of fact. However, in an abortion clinic or an abortion room where an abortion takes place, and if that baby is killed after they're out of the womb, which is illegal, by the way, as per a law that was passed 13 years ago by the United States Congress and signed by the president. The problem is there are no penalties in that law, and that's the thing we're doing today, is we're passing a bill that would add penalties up to a 5-year imprisonment if a born alive baby, whether it's regular birth or an abortion, is killed by a doctor. But when it comes to a baby, you're at Enoch Thorsgaard's cattle farm. I would submit to you that if Enoch did to a newborn calf what happens in an abortion clinic to a baby, the Humane Society of the United States would come down on him like a ton of bricks, and he wouldn't have a chance to explain his innocence. And that's a societal problem. That is an absolute societal problem that is evidence of the slippage of our culture that Tom and the North Dakota Family Alliance work so hard to try to restore. I would submit to you also that in the pro-life movement, we have made tremendous progress over the years. Chris Smith has been here for 35 years, the absolutely number one ultimate authority on all things pro-life and the number one advocate in this Congress on pro-life. And he reminded us the other night of the progress that has been made and the potential that exists if we don't, again, I hate to say it, but politics is strategy. If we don't mess this opportunity up that Planned Parenthood has handed us, and, of course, the videos, the investigative videos. And so... like I said, it took William Wilberforce 41 years and a lot of strategic maneuvering to end the slave trade. This isn't going to happen overnight, but we're in a good place right now in terms of the momentum.
Enoch and Tom are both shaking their head here.
Yeah. This is in agreement. You're right. We're shaking our head. And I think from John's call, I would just have one reply, and that is that we can all do something. You referenced that the president is not doing what he should do, but the rest of us, including yourself, who is standing up for life, Chris Smith, you have an opportunity to do something. We have an opportunity. Scott Hennen is doing something.
That's right.
We all
have
an opportunity to stand up for life, and I think when we work together in that regard, we will continue to have these successes that you just referenced. So,
And Enoch, you kind of remind me of William Wilberforce, actually. You've been at this about as long as he has.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great book that that Eric Metaxas wrote about Wilber.
Yeah.
It's called Wilberforce. And if you want just the thumbnail sketch on what he accomplished, Amazing Grace, the movie, too.
Right. And if you don't have time to read the book, watch the movie, because it's the best movie about, what one man can do in a legislative body if he has the will and the endurance to do it. And William Wilberforce certainly did that. But Tom makes a really important point about all of us working together on this. And I will tell you, I have never seen the Republican conference since I've been in Congress so engaged with one another and as a group than we are on this issue. And there's not one member of our conference that doesn't have the resolve
to end this right. Now, there's, again, there are strategic differences, and there's even within the pro-life community, there are some strategic differences, but there's a respect that I've not seen really since I've been here, that in terms of the discourse and discussion. And we've had multiple conferences, multiple listening sessions, to try and get everybody's input to make sure that we do this thing in a way that's effective. And at the end of the day, saves babies' lives.
All right, let's keep going here. Full bank of phone calls. Try to get to all of you. Neil in Alexandria, Minnesota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, I want to talk about serious, but going back to the last caller, what you're saying is the attorney general and their president is above the law. Because even in Douglas County here in Alexandria, Minnesota, a guy shot a neighbor's dog with a pellet gun because it was in his chickens, and he got charged with a felony. But going back to C-SPAN now in Syria, did I see it right? Because I watch C-SPAN pretty religiously. I watched some of them congressional hearings on Syria. Is it true we spent $500 million and we got four Syrian rebels to try to take down Saddam Assad?
The hearing you're referencing, yes, the testimony was, and I think it was actually from a Department of Defense official. I have to admit, I'm not on the committee of jurisdiction, but I heard about it, that we've spent about $500 million. So far, they've recruited four or maybe five moderate Syrians who have been vetted adequately to be determined to be safe to train. And that's exactly right. So, you know, you round it down to $100 million per recruited soldier. Obviously, it's a program that's not working.
You can make this stuff up, and I'll go get off the air. I got one other comment, and I'll let other callers get in. But here in Minnesota, you know, we got the Somalians, young people that are going back as terrorists.
Yes.
And now we have Obama and Amy Klobuchar, and I haven't got to hear what Franken's got to say, but they want us to take a bunch of these migrants in and refugees, and we're like almost $20 trillion in debt, and we want to bring in more of them, and then we go in there and we make a mess, and we screwed up Syria. And then one last question. So why would we be against Russia going in there? And they want to help fight against ISIS or ISIS or whatever you want to call them. Why would we be against that? Why are we butting heads with Russia when we got to count on them to get up to the space shuttle? And I'll take some comments off the air. And, oh, boy, thank you for letting me take for calling. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, that was a lot of topics. But what Neil did illustrate, though, is the complication, obviously, of especially the Middle East, because on the one hand, he's referencing ISIS. On the other hand, Assad. And, of course, one of the tragedies of the Middle East, especially the Syrian situation, is that we didn't intervene when there were clearer lines between the good guys and the bad guys. You know, there were a lot of moderate Muslims in Syria at one time, but, you know, they ended up being, stretched thin and then scattered about and then multiple strains of terrorist groups, and now it's pretty well impossible. And then you have, bad guys fighting bad guys, and, you know, who do you ally yourself with? The least of the bad? And that, by the way, I don't say this flippantly, that is a strategy that's been used throughout the decades. Ronald Reagan was masterful at it. But I worry that today it's so much of a mess. I can tell you one thing that we shouldn't do, and that is arm Iran. And unfortunately, we've done that as well. So it's ISIS and Assad and Iran and Russia, and none of them are good guys.
Congressman Kevin Cramer here every week for an hour, taking your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, whether you want to bring up something that you think needs to be fixed in your town, in your state, in your county, or in this country. It's a fascinating conversation and a great opportunity for you every week to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Our final segment, we come back. Enoch, we got to get you in here. You're being way too quiet. We chatted all the first hour with Enoch. We'll have Enoch and Kevin interact a little bit here and get at least a couple more callers in here on the Talk Radio Town Hall live Northwood today after this. Time out.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news. I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Back, final segment, Friday edition, the big Soup Bison weekend. Counted down, oh man alive, I'm fired up. We'll be tailgating out there with the good folks from Cloverdale, so come on by and say hi if you're out of the Fargo Dome. Have some of those Cloverdale brats and summer sausage, and they always have big flavor tour truck. Can't miss the big yellow truck. We'll be out there bright and early tomorrow, tailgating ahead of the 2:30 kickoff. Should be a lot of fun. Be listening. We're at Thorsgaard Cattle Company, Thorsgaard Sunrise Acres in beautiful Northwood, North Dakota today. Enoch Thorsgaard, our host today, 98 years young, and our switchboard's fielding a lot of phone calls about, is he serious? Is he? Can I really get a book? And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes. And you're providing it free of charge.
Yes.
Yes. And did you require people to send you something back, like tell you their story once?
Well, I enjoy that.
You like that? You like getting notes about the book, right? Yeah. Enoch Saga, Horsepower to Satellite in a Single Lifetime. If you want a copy for our listeners today, just email scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. People are calling all kinds of different telephone numbers, and that's just the easy way to do it. Make sure you include your name and your address on there. Anything you want to say to Congressman Kramer today?
Yeah. Well, yeah, hi.
He can hear you.
Oh.
Hi, Eric.
I'm happier there, Kevin. Remember, you helped us, the North Dakota Family Alliance, several times, and you taught me a lot of things there about... Remember, you told us how to get funds and how to do that and everything else.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of good discussions. It's been fun to hear you.
I can't tell you, Enoch and Tom and Scott, how valuable the North Dakota Family Alliance is to lawmakers and policymakers that are pro-family, pro-traditional values, pro-life. How valuable you all are to us as resources and encouragers and prayer warriors that stand with us in the gap. I can't encourage you enough.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything you want to ask, Kevin, before we...
Yeah, I want to know if Enoch's going to write another chapter, because obviously having Scott Hennen do his radio show from your place has got to be a saga.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we might have lost Scott there. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Well, my question is about the Corker bill. If I'm not mistaken, it made it harder to refuse the Iran bill. And did you vote for that bill? And if you did, why? And why would you?
Sure. First of all, the Corker bill didn't make it harder. There's a misconception about that, and what it is. The misconception is based around whether or not the president was coming to us with a treaty, which would require Senate ratification. The House would have nothing to say about that, which he did not do. And had he done that, he knew, of course, that a treaty would never be ratified by the United States Senate. The good news is if he'd have done that, it wouldn't have passed. The bad news is that if he'd have done that and was successful, it would bind future presidents. So since it was not a treaty, and that's not Congress's call to determine whether something's a treaty or not, Senate Democrats especially, frankly, as much as anybody, and Cardin was the main Senate Democrat, pushed for the Corker-Cardin bill, which gave Congress the opportunity for an up or down vote with veto possibilities by the president. The irony of it is 98 senators voted for the Corker-Cardin bill, which called for an up or down vote. But then when it came time to actually provide for cloture to pass the bill, to pass the resolution of disapproval, which was, the authority given in Corker-Cardin, all of those Democratic senators but four who voted for the Corker-Cardin voted against allowing an up or down vote. That's the hypocrisy and the irony of that whole situation.
Isn't that bill responsible for, it took two-thirds to vote against the Iran deal instead of the opposite way, right?
Well, no, the Iran deal was not a treaty. So what you're applying is treaty standards to this negotiated deal standard. If it were a treaty, it would be binding on future presidents, but obviously, they couldn't have gotten that done. Actually, the president can enter into a negotiation like he did with Iran without any congressional oversight. He doesn't need Congress to do that. The only reason he even agreed to the what's called the Corker-Cardin bill or the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act is because there were so many Democratic members that were concerned about it that he knew he had to do something or they were going to punish him. So we got the best thing we could get was this Corker-Cardin bill. But no, he never needed congressional approval for the Iran deal.
Okay.
That was never,
well,
yeah.
The public sentiment that I get is that the Republicans are just getting circles run around them by this president. And it seems like nobody really wants to stand up and put their foot down against him. And,
yeah.
Or maybe that the politicians on the right side are afraid of him for some reason, or afraid to be called racist or something. But, you know,
there's a lot of frustration that Barack Obama is president of the United States. There's no question about that. And he has made it very, very difficult to do anything comprehensive in this country. He's done a lot of things to stop things, but he's done nothing to help move things along.
All right, here's the big question. Who's going to win the football game tomorrow?
The team that plays indoors in the Red River Valley.
You are officially a politician. Anyway, Congressman Kevin Cramer back with us for the Talk Radio Panel next week. Enoch Thorsgaard, thanks so much for having us. God bless you folks. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
The selection you're looking for, Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.